Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mother's Bathroom Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Tour set, pop!
So today is a very special episode because we are welcoming the very talented and exceptional fanfic writer Emily as a guest to the podcast to discuss the life of a BTS fanfic writer. And we actually read her newest fic out loud together in preparation.
Yeah, like parts of it we read out loud, just going back and forth, which was really fun. It was like our research for the podcast.
Yeah, and also for this special occasion, we get to be together.
Yes, Kayla came to Rapid City. Yep. So we got to spend the day together so far, and then she'll be here for a couple days and we'll get to do some fun stuff.
Exploring Mount Rushmore, you know, different places and
different
hiking parks.
but
welcome back, you guys.
Yeah, welcome back.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Yes, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is a comedy fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, I'm so fucking excited to speak with someone else in the BTS content creating community.
Yes, definitely. Or I'm very excited to get to know what it's like to be a well-known BTS fanfic writer.
Yep. Then you're in the right place. But before we get into it today, we have to thank you wonderful, amazing armies for being here and for supporting us. If you're a fan of this show and you want to show your support for us, you can do that by telling people about the podcast and by writing a review wherever you listen. And if you want to go above and beyond and show us a little bit more support, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated, and we're just glad you all are here listening.
Yes, we love you guys so much.
Yeah. All right, so like Kayla said, we are super honored to have a guest on today for an interview episode. So this is Emily. She's also known as the Stars Above on AO3. She has many well-known works, such as Fever Started Long Ago, Make It to Me, True So Loud, You Can't Ignore. And then she's got a couple newer fics that were put out. So that includes maybe we're fireproof. And the most recent, which was just posted June 26, is Even at My Worst, I'm Best with You.
She has written over 340,000 words, gained over 23,000 kudos, and more than 1,800 comments under her BTS fanfics. She has also amassed a staggering 373,000 hits on these stories and growing.
Yeah, that's incredible. So welcome, Emily.
Thanks, guys. I'm very excited to be here. That was so nice. What a nice introduction.
We're very excited to have you here.
Yeah. So, Emily, you're calling in from New York, right?
Yes, from New York. Yeah. New York City.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah. I can't imagine living there.
It's very hot right now and humid. And the Pride Parade is tomorrow, so that's exciting. There's a lot of rainbow around.
Oh, that's really fun. Exciting. Yeah. Okay. Emily, we want you to share your content of the week. We won't share ours.
If you have any.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I brainstormed about this for a while.
Okay.
But what I landed on was something that I just saw on my Twitter feed today. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's a snippet, I think, from the BTS World game, which I haven't been playing, but of Jungkook and Taeyong in some sort of photo shoot. And Jungkook is like trying to play biting Taeyong's
butt.
Yeah,
we were actually on our way back from Custer State Park, and I was just like going through feed, and I'm like, Kayla, look! Look at Taeyong being really cute.
So I was thinking of Jimin's post with Yeon-tan's paw. I thought that was pretty cute also, but then this happened, and I was like, oh,
that's
okay.
Well, Taeyong. Yeah. If you guys didn't know this already, I had shared Emily's Make It To Me in one of the Fanfic Files episodes previously. I can't remember which episode it was, like the second.
It was one of the very first ones, because you were like, this is so well written. This is truly one of my favorites. I have to share it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, definitely. And Emily had actually, you had reached out to us because you had listened to the podcast.
Yes.
And then you were like, I write fan fiction. And then you just ended up being this amazing, incredible Taecook fanfic writer / BTS, but mostly Taecook.
Yes, mostly Taecook. It's weird to think about that. I was like so new to the fandom at that time. And I can't believe, like, I don't know. It's awesome you guys are still doing the podcast. And
Yeah,
it's just really cool how everything has kind of played out.
For sure.
Yeah. So where did it all begin? How did you get into BTS? How did you come about writing fan fiction?
Yeah, we'll just go ahead and jump into our questions that we have for
you. Yeah, just coming off of that.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, in terms of writing, I've been writing basically, like, for my whole life. Like, since I was little, it was just, like, I don't know, I feel like a really good creative outlet for me in a way that I expressed myself even before I really realized I was doing that. And then I didn't discover fan fiction until like the end of high school through Twilight fan fiction, which is embarrassing.
Amazing.
You gotta start somewhere.
We all read Twilight, you know.
Yeah. So that was like how I figured out what it was. And then I started writing fic for the first time for Gossip Girl for Chuck and Blair.
I did not know that.
So, very random, but I just, you know, I was into the idea that there could be, like, more content beyond the content that was put out, like, once a week by the show. And since then, like, I've written, like, for a bunch of different fandoms and a bunch of different ships, and I really thought I was done, and then BTS, you know, just kind of exploded into my life, and that was it. But yeah, I found BTS when they performed at the AMAs in November of 2017. DNA, and I was just like, who are those people? Like the dancing, it's like so typical. Like my roommate and I watched together and we were both like, oh my God, wow. And then she forgot about it and I like fell down
the rabbit hole.
Yeah. Which is like pretty standard for my personality. But I think like finding Taecook, which like I don't even know how that happened. Like I don't really remember how I got into them as a ship, but like that's what always gets me to end up like writing fic is having a ship that I really love. Mm-hmm. So as soon as I got into them, I was like, I'll just, you know, well, give it a try. And now here I am.
Yeah. And now you write a ton of fan fiction. Were you writing as much fan fiction before BTS, or do you think that this is when it really took off?
No, I've never written on this scale before ever in my life. Like, I can't, I just, like, I still kind of can't believe it. Like, I had written, like, definitely written fic before, but always shorter stuff and, like, never really anything, like, fully plotted or finished or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, this has been the first time, but it was sort of like once I did it once and then I realized I could do it and finish something. And I got like a better response than I had ever gotten before. And it kind of has just grown from there. It's been pretty awesome.
Yeah. So is there like a typical regimen that you follow when you begin to write a new fiction? Like, is there something that particularly gets you in the mood to write?
I wouldn't say I'm someone who has like a really like structured approach to it. I think that just by virtue of being a fan of BTS and being constantly exposed to them, I'm just sort of constantly thinking about them. And like, I think the way like my brain like kind of processes being really into something is by like thinking of ways to write about it. Like that's sort of like my outlet for it. So I think just like being a fan of BTS is what puts me in the mood to write.
Yeah, we get that. Mm-hmm. Like with making the podcast, just being a fan of BTS gives us unlimited content and ideas. But like, I think what we really want to pick your brain about, is there any like ritual or routine that you do like before you sit down to write?
Yeah. Or do you just like, you just write whenever you feel inspired?
So I don't have a ritual. I basically try to be writing, obviously not like actually constantly, but sort of continuously. Like if I have like a few spare minutes, I write on, like I write in Google Docs so that anytime I have my phone with me, I can pick it up and I can write. So like I can be literally anywhere. And I think that has sort of changed my approach to writing, because previously it was the sort of thing where I would be at work or out somewhere and I'd have all these ideas, and then by the time I got home and was actually able to sit down and write it, like I would have lost the inspiration or not be in the mood anymore. And so like being able to do it whenever has made me stick with it more.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I love that.
Yeah, it's totally changed the way I write, but it's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you kind of touched on this a little bit, just because you're a fan of BTS, but where do you get your ideas for plots and storylines? Where do they stem from usually? Are they pretty random, or do you like brainstorm just as you're inspired by some sort of content that they put out? And do you ever feel like an idea that you come across or that you think of, that do you ever feel like it's unoriginal or that it's been done before?
So it's kind of a mix. There's definitely times where like an idea just totally hits me out of nowhere. Like the idea for Make It To Me, like I was thinking about, which is the Pride and Prejudice one that you guys covered on the podcast. Like I knew I wanted, like I liked the idea of writing a fic about Jungkook as like a rich person.
Like, because I had seen rich.
Some of that around. Yeah. So I sort of liked that premise, but like the idea to make it Pride and Prejudice inspired, like I'm not kidding. Like I remember where I was standing on a corner outside my grocery store, and I was just like, oh, like that's what it should be. So like sometimes that happens, which is really awesome. Other times, like I think honestly something that inspires me a lot, other than obviously BTS themselves, is like reading other fic. Like I read a lot of fic in the fandom. I like have connected with a lot of other writers, and so seeing what other people are doing, it's very inspiring, just because like I don't know, you see people like experimenting with different writing styles or different like character dynamics, and a lot of times I'll just like see something random in a fic where I'm just like, oh, that's kind of interesting, like maybe I should think about that. And a lot of time that sort of is like the starting point for me to then, like, it evolves into its own thing for me. Mm-hmm. So that's true, I think, of like any media, not just fic, like anything I see on TV or music or other books I read, like that's always a huge source of inspiration. And then also kind of just like my own life, not so much for ideas, but for like the way the characters act and like the mm-hmm. way they, I don't know, process things emotionally.
Do you have any character, like personalities that are more so based on someone you know in real life and less on BTS as you know them?
I wouldn't say more so based on, like, there's certain characterizations that are based, or their experiences are closer to my own, not necessarily based on other people in my life, but, like, the characterization for Taeyong and Maybe We're Fireproof, like, I drew a lot from my own, because in, like, basically the premise of that fic is, like, he has had feelings for Jungkook for a long time that he doesn't think are reciprocated, and has had to, like, watch mm-hmm. him with other people, and that was something I had a crush on one of my best guy friends in college, and that was, like, basically, I drew a lot from that experience almost without even realizing it, yeah. to kind of inform, like, his feelings about that, and,
I think that's so great that you've, like, you kind of did
you channel it.
Yeah. Like, had you actively thought, like, when you were writing, like, you were thinking about that crush that you had, or was it just, like, totally unintentional?
So I would say originally it was unintentional. Like, I didn't go into the fic thinking, like, oh yeah, like, this is going to be based on what happened to me in college. But when I sort of got into some of the scenes and I was trying to figure out how to articulate Taeyong's feelings, I was like, oh,
I've had this before.
That's so cool that you've kind of used your own, like, personal feelings and things that you've gone through to, like, contribute to your fan fiction. That's awesome. Really cool.
Yeah, and I think it helps, like, make sense of why the characters are acting the way, like, that's always important to me, is to, like, understand why they're having the emotions they're having, even if they aren't rational, if they aren't rational. It's a good, I mean, sometimes it, like, happens sort of subconsciously, but it's definitely, so it has been a useful tactic.
I'm sure it would happen subconsciously, but I have noticed in your writing that your characters do have very realistic reactions to situations, and that was something that I was really enjoying just reading through different fictions that you have, it did seem like they had just normal reactions based on the situation.
Yeah, very fluid. Yeah, it just always seems to just play out how it would seem to actually play out.
It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm glad. That's something I definitely prioritize. So it makes me happy to hear that.
Good. So how would you describe your writing style and or author voice, like your personal style or voice? Did you kind of develop it naturally? Did you have some active thought when you put into developing it? You know, it's just, this is one of those questions that I think a lot of people struggle with, is like having a style. So, like, some people will go and read fan fiction or, like, read books and, like, get really inspired from those things. But then, like, when you go to actually write, like, you don't want to be writing like that person. You want it to be your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that in terms of how it evolved, like, honestly, this isn't a very good answer, but I think to a certain extent for me, writing has always come fairly naturally, which isn't to say, like, it's not, like, it's ever easy, like, it's not, like, I work at it all the time, but I think it's always been natural for me to express myself through writing. So I think that, like, my, like, style and voice kind of grew almost unintentionally out of that. I wouldn't say I've ever cultivated, like, a specific style. I definitely, like, try to make my writing better, but I don't, it's weird. Actually, when I read that you guys had given me this question, I went on Twitter and I asked my followers how they would describe my writing style.
Totally saw the tweet and we were like, we're just not going to say anything.
I don't know. It's weird. I know that I do have a style and a voice, but I don't really hear it because it's sort of just my own voice, if that makes
sense. It's natural. It sounds like it's very natural for you.
Yeah.
As kind of your fans of your writing, I think we can describe your style a little bit just from what we've read. I don't know if we can take a shot at it. We already kind of said, realistic, true to character. We both feel you really capture BTS very well.
Yeah, when we were reading it out loud, there were multiple moments where we stopped and we looked at each other. We're like, that is so something. BTS. That's so something that Jimin would do, or that is so something that Taeyang would do.
I love that you guys read it out loud.
Yeah, that was actually Kayla's idea, because I feel terrible, but Kayla's finished the fic. I have not finished your newest fanfic yet.
That's okay.
And so I've just been busy, but I was like, I really need to read it. And Kayla was so all about it because she had just finished it. She's like, let's read it out loud.
Oh, it's so good.
So we read some of it out loud. And, you know, it just, you really portray them perfectly in your fiction. And then your style, I think, is, it's just very fluid and simple and easy to read. But also the way that you write is just very poetic and beautiful.
Yeah. And I think you pay attention to what the reader is going to understand, because you're the author. So obviously you're going to understand everything about it. But I think you really pay attention to, as readers, what we can absorb and what we're going to imply from something. And I think you do a really good job with that.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard. You want to toe the line between not throwing it in people's face when you're trying to convey something, but also you can't be so subtle that people have no idea what's happening.
They don't catch on to it. Yeah. But, that's hard.
Yeah, I do think in general, my style is fairly, I don't know, maybe conversational or casual. I don't write super formally, and I'm not a very wordy writer. I've always been like that. Even with academic stuff in school, I always was that person who was done with my paper. If it was supposed to be 5 pages, I was I'd made all the points I wanted to make at 4 pages. So I feel like
concise.
Succinct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But with being very expressive at the same time, I was very much blown away by the different vocabulary that you were using and the different verbs and that you would throw in there that just were perfect for the situation that you're writing about, that I think contribute to what we get as readers.
Thank you. Yeah, I try to be, I am definitely conscious of trying to use diverse language, and if I've used a word within the past, other than the words you have to use every sentence, if I've used a word recently, then I try to change it. And I don't know, I guess I try to mix it up, and I guess diverse is the best word for that.
So this kind of is going off of what we're talking about already, but how do you write such well written fiction? Have you studied writing? Obviously you already told us you've been writing kind of your whole life as the way to express yourself, but have you ever studied it academically? And then what would be your best piece of advice for someone who feels like they lack writing skills, but they have a desire to write fanfics and they feel like they have a story to tell?
So I would say, first of all, I have never studied writing formally outside of taking English in school. I think for me a huge thing has been, especially when I was younger, I read voraciously, just constantly, and I think that I absorbed a lot of that kind of unconsciously, and that has fed into my writing and my comfort with writing. I wrote a lot in college. I was a history major, so I didn't write creatively, but I still had to write all the time. And I also worked at the writing center at my school. I was the head of the writing center, so I was a peer tutor and stuff like that. So it's not something I've studied formally, but it's always been a significant part of my life, in different ways and manifesting itself differently. So I guess I could say I've had a this sort of like informal education in writing. And now that I write all the time, like it's something that I just sort of continually try to improve on and learn things from other writers and stuff like that. My advice to people who are trying to write or trying to get into writing is I think that if you have a story, you should tell it. Even if you don't feel like your writing is good enough or if you feel like it has a long way to go, like really the only way to get better at writing is to keep writing. And certainly like when I look back at some of the stuff I wrote was when I was younger, I'm like, oh boy, that's not great. So I just think, I think there's definitely ways to improve. I think, like I said, for me, I think reading other people's writing and identifying what about it that you like is important, because then you can sort of not imitate, but find ways to practice and kind of like if you see, oh, this person has amazing descriptions, then you can sort of try to identify things about those descriptions that you like or you want to incorporate into your own writing.
And kind of make it your own. Yeah.
Yeah. And then sort of doing that to yourself also. I mean, if you write something, then you go back and you look at it and find the things that you like about it or the things you did well on and try to repeat those and then identify the stuff that you don't like as much and figure out how to do better. And I still do that with my writing all the time. Like I go back and I figure out the parts that I think I could do better at and I try to focus on that for next time.
So like implicating good research practices with reading and
revising
mm-hmm. and also reflecting back on your own writing and what you've done previously to see what you would want to improve on in the mm-hmm. future.
I love that your advice for other people who are aspiring to write is to just write, to just do it.
I mean, honestly, it really is the only way. And like, I think that, I mean, it's surprisingly hard to just sit down and write, especially if you're frustrated with the output of what you're writing. But it really is the only way to get better because you just learn from doing it. If you have a story that you want to share, then you should share it. Like, it's going to resonate with someone. So,
yeah, I love that. Okay, so this is a question I really thought about because this is something that I actively think a lot about when I write, which is like never, but
when she's trying to write her fan fiction,
which we're all eagerly awaiting.
We're waiting from it's literally been months.
I know, I'm awful. Anyways, so narrative and dialogue, like, what do you feel makes for exceptional narrative and dialogue? And then do you particularly have a favor to one or the other? Like, which one? Do you have one that you really enjoy writing?
I would say as far as narrative, I think it kind of goes back to something I touched on earlier. I think just, like, having a good, like, diversity of language and a good flow to your writing makes for really good narrative. I think, like, when people find sort of original ways to phrase sentences, like, that's always fun to read. And kind of a good, I don't know what the right word is for it, but mixing up the pacing, like, having longer sentences and shorter sentences and not overdoing it on big words and just, I think there's a way to, like, have very impactful writing without, like, being too wordy or formal.
Yeah, fancy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think also something that's especially important in fic is, like, being able to convey emotion through your narrative and sort of, like, convey it in a way that is relatable or understandable to readers. As far as dialogue, I think that the thing that I always focus on the most is that it, like, sounds realistic. And, like, I feel like it's easy, like, especially if you're trying to, like, advance the plot, like, it's very easy to, like, have your character, like, speak a paragraph that, like, explains everything that's happening and what they're feeling. But, like, the reality is no one actually talks like that. So mm-hmm. I try really hard to write dialogue that, like, sounds like words people would actually say in a conversation. And one thing I do to, like, test that is I read it out loud to myself sometimes after I've written it.
Oh, that's so smart. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's actually a tip from my dad. I'm going to give him a shout out. That used to be the advice he would give me, like, practicing for interviews or whatever, is practice your answers out loud before. But I find it really works for dialogue as well, because it just, like, it helps to hear it. And if it sounds like something a person could conceivably say, then, like, you're probably on the right track. I think I generally, I mean, as far as what I prefer, it kind of depends on my mood, but usually it's easier for me to write dialogue, especially if it's like fluffy, light, funny dialogue. Basically writing like vemin bantering is my favorite thing to do, which is why like I can only have them be best friends in like every single fic I write, because like I have to be able to write vemin, just like being sassy with each other.
Best friends.
Yeah, so like that kind of stuff is probably the thing, like that's the most fun for me and the easiest for me to write. I don't honestly really like writing description that much, even though I know it's important. I just get impatient sometimes. But yeah.
So you write mostly canon compliant things. How do you assure that you're portraying the members as they are, or even as people think and assume them to be, which is a whole other thing?
Yeah, so I think it's hard because, like, obviously I don't know BTS, and, like, I would never claim to, like, actually know anything about their private personalities or, like, the way they would actually act in any given situation. So in my characterizations, I definitely try to, like, draw on the things that I see in them, just like through their public personas and through my perception of them and whatever content they put out. But I also think that in fic, like, or just like by the nature of certain stories, like you kind of have to draw out certain characteristics sometimes more than like would, like, more than is how I, like, for example, in Make It to Me, like, Jungkook, I don't think Jungkook is, like, a surly asshole.
Yeah.
But, like, I sort of had to draw on that more, like, I guess what I would call, like, a quieter or, like, more reserved, like, side of his personality, and that was kind of the foundation for that. So, I, like, sometimes you just, like, adjust the characterizations to make sense for the fic, but I always try to base it in things that I see them doing or that seem to make sense for them and their relationships with each other. And like I do when I'm writing them, like I try to pause and think like, oh, does this seem like something that like conceivably one of them would do? Almost like more so with like the rest of them, with like at this point, I feel like I've written Jungkook and Taeyong so much that like I feel like I, like their fic versions, I feel like I have like a relationship with almost.
Yeah.
But writing the rest of them, sometimes I have to think about it more.
Do you have a member in particular who you might struggle with more than the others?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. I'm going off script.
No, that's a really good question though. I think that Jin can be challenging. And I also kind of Hobi, like I feel like he, I mean they all have like so many different layers to them, and when they're just sort of like popping up for like a couple of lines or something in a fic, like you don't want to fall too much into like writing them the way they're always
like
written, you know,
like stereotypical.
So,
yeah,
right, like it's so easy to always write Yoongi as being like surly and grumpy and like hating everyone, and like that's not
him.
He's like, right. So, I don't know, I try to like think about like how I think, there is some truth to those tropes for sure, and like they're funny, and I think people like when they read fic, like there are certain things that everyone just kind of like accepts are going to be like a thing in fics, and
or
like,
that they look for from the characters.
But I also try to think like just think about them and what we see them doing, and think, you know, just like how I'm writing them match up.
Well, you do it really well. I think that's why we're honing in on this, because I just think it's something that a lot of people think about when they're writing fiction. Like, am I portraying them as they are? Like, is the way that I'm characterizing them going to like carry over well with other people?
Within the scope of your different fic topics like Pride and Prejudice, Friends, mm-hmm. and whatever else, you do a great job of portraying them through the lens of this other kind of character, this other idea that you're giving to them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. I think something that helps also is thinking about them like in the context of the relationship that you're writing. So like, if I'm having a hard time writing one of them, sometimes it helps to think like about specifically how they act with the person who they're like having the conversation with. So like mm-hmm. in like my newest fic, there's a scene where Jungkook is sad and like Yoongi offers to take him out drinking. And I just like thought of Malta and Bon Voyage. And I was like, this is confirmed fact that this happened. So like that kind of thing helps. Mm-hmm.
Using things that they've actually done as inspiration for the characterization or like how they're interacting with each other.
Yeah. Sometimes it's easier to like ground it in a relationship than in just the individual. Mm-hmm.
So are there any types of scenes that come easily for you? And then are there any that are particularly difficult? I know this is kind of broad, but like types of scenes, like things like, you know, like really emotional scenes.
First meeting.
Mm-hmm. I think that in general, I kind of touched on this before, but like it always is easy and fun to write like banter or just sort of like fluffy dialogue. Bantering back and forth, that sort of thing, like especially like humorous exchanges like that are just like they just seem to sort of like flow naturally for me. I also really like writing fight scenes actually, which is kind of weird because like I you'd think that would be hard and sad to write. And I also am like very much not a confrontational person at all. So maybe
I was going to ask, do you like arguing in your life? Like, are you good at it?
No, but so maybe I like live vicariously through my characters when they're screaming at each other. Because like that's something I would like ever do. But I actually like some of the fight scenes that I have written in my fics are some of like my favorite scenes that I've written. Which is weird, but kind of interesting.
That is really interesting. I would have not expected that.
Yeah.
I guess just because, like, in fight scenes, like, you can get into, like, the really, like, it's very raw. And, like, you kind of, it all gets laid out in the open. Yeah, and it kind of reveals, like, everyone's insecurities. And I don't know, I feel like it's kind of, like, all the stuff you've been hinting at then sort of pours out in that fight. And it's definitely very emotional as well.
I'm sure it brings like clarity to the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a good way of putting it. I think in terms of scenes that are harder to write, definitely like the sort of big like emotional confession scenes are always difficult for me to write. Even if I have like the idea for what's gonna happen, like that part isn't hard, but like writing the actual sort of like words that are spoken in scenes like that is hard because like there's so much emotion behind it. And so you kind of want to like have your character like give this big long speech. But like, again, kind of like I was saying before, like that doesn't really happen in real life. So it's tough to balance like getting that emotion across and like getting whatever needs to be said across, but like in a way that seems authentic and like something that like would feel real. So those are definitely challenging.
I'm thinking about your most recent fic, even at my worst, I'm best with you.
Mm-hmm. No spoilers.
No spoilers, but for those of you who haven't read, and also Bethany, but just thinking about like an emotional scene that Taeyang and Jungkook have together in there, I think that thinking about that dialogue and that narration and whatever and laying everything out, I think you do such a good job of they say less, but like you might describe their facial expression or a movement that they make.
Yeah, or their actions.
You get really into their headspace and their thoughts at the same time. And so as the reader, we're understanding and we can almost see it as like them standing there and they're both, these two characters are getting what's going on at the same time. Mm-hmm. But it does seem very natural the way you do it.
Mm-hmm. And this is kind of just general advice that I've heard before about writing is like, you know, don't have them say that how they're feeling, more show it.
I've
heard that a lot.
I think that's super important. And yeah, I mean, Kayla, for that scene, I think I edited that like 14 times. Like I read it, I read it so many times that I had to just be like, I can't, the words like started blurring together because I was just like, oh my God, I've read this 4,000 times. There's nothing else that I can do to it.
How else can I do this? Yeah.
Yeah. But I did, I wrote it and then I went back and I edited it several times. Yeah. So it's, in short, it like, it takes, it's hard to get it there, but I'm glad the final product,
it
turned
does.
Out
it
well.
Turns out really well. I think Thank there's you. Like a, some kind of like emotional wisdom that goes along with like knowing that they're not, people don't always say everything that they're meaning or feeling, but they might show it. And I think that you, in that one and in other ones, obviously just do a great job of capturing that.
Thank you.
So how do you go about writing smut? because I think we've all read plenty of fanfics where obviously there's smut and it can be very cringy or almost uncomfortable to get through. So how can you make it hot and sexy and natural without it coming off as cliche or just straight up gross and uncomfortable?
Sorry to all my family members who are going to listen to this.
No,
it's okay. writing smut is definitely, like, no pun intended, like, is really hard. Like, that is also a really difficult, type of scene to write, and it's gotten more difficult for me now as I have done it more because, like, frankly, there's, like, really only so many ways, like, you can describe certain things happening. Like, and still have it sound like sexy and original, and I don't know. So it's like honestly very not sexy to write it. Like, I'll get these ideas and I'm like, oh, that would be so hot. And then I'm actually writing and I'm just like, oh my God, this is terrible. But I think that for me, at least, there's a couple of things that help to make it not cringy. I think the first thing is, like, for me, it's always more about the character dynamic that is being conveyed than it is about, like, the actual act that's happening. Like, I always try to ground scenes like that in emotion and in whatever the sort of, like, the context of where the characters are and their relationship, like whether they don't know each other that well and they're hooking up for the first time or they've been friends forever and like this is sort of like all culminating in this big scene. Like I really try to ground it in that because I feel like, I mean, for me, like sex is an expression of intimacy and an emotion. And so like that is something like, I can't really write like meaningless hookup scenes. Like even in, I think the closest I've ever come to doing that was the first hookup scene in Make It to Me. And even that like has clear undercurrents, I feel like, of developing feelings in it. So I think grounding it in the emotion and grounding it in sort of how they relate to each other. Like for in my fic, Take an Inch, which is the one where Jungkook is sexy and sweaty in Taeyeon's backyard. Also,
that one. Yeah.
Like a huge part of all of the hookup scenes in that was sort of like Jungkook having had this huge crush on Taeyeon when he was younger, and sort of still being kind of like in awe of him and what was happening between them. So basically, like, I always sort of try to figure out, like, what's the mood and what's their vibe, and then that informs how I write it. I also think, for me, like, in the smut that I like to read and what I like to write is, like, definitely a lot of dialogue, because I feel like that, again, kind of, like, connects you to the characters and how they're feeling, and it's not really, like, fun to just read, like, a description of, like, the mechanics of what's happening.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, like, that's not really...
Yeah, and you let the reader kind of fill in with their own mental images when you do that.
Right.
I love that the emotion is, like, the... is what really drives you through the writing process, like, when you're writing a smut scene.
Definitely.
Yeah, because I think that is what makes it not... uncomfortable. Like it's either, it seems a little bit more natural because you're expressing the emotion that's going along with it. I love that.
Yeah.
And I also think just like having it be true to the characters, like they're not all like porn stars who like are super eloquent dirty talkers, and like I, you know, like that just isn't like, sometimes I read smut and I'm just like, oh my god, like who says, or at least like who says this in this character relationship dynamic, you know, like it doesn't make sense if they've been best friends for 15 years for like one of them to start just like whipping out this like really insane dirty like, you know, I just like it has to like feel organic and like authentic to them. Is how I write smut.
I love all that advice. I think that's really great. So I gotta ask, do you ever get writer's block, and how are you able to stay so consistent with writing and publishing your works?
So yes, I definitely get writer's block and creative block and every kind of block. It's definitely become more of a challenge for me, I would say, like in the past, like more recently, like when I started writing fic, like I think I just had, I had it in a while and I was new to the fandom and new to the ship, and I just had like so many ideas and so many like things that I wanted to explore. So it just kind of like flew out of me very easily, I guess. But now that I have been in the fandom for longer and have been writing for longer, it's like writing the same ship and the same people. Like at a certain point, you just run into, you start overlapping on certain things. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely, it gets harder to make things still feel sort of like fresh and new. Original. And I mean, there's always going to be like some overlap since it's like fan fiction and it's the same ship, but it's definitely hard to like keep introducing new creativity. I struggled with that a lot, not on this most recent fic, but the one before that, Maybe We're Fireproof. Like it was really like on it, like it just, it was so frustrating for me to write. I really struggled with like the story and all of it. It was hard.
It's really hard knowing where you want to go and end up, but struggling with how to get there.
You've written so much. Mm-hmm. Like you've written so much specifically about Take Hook. Yep. I could see how it would be difficult to come up with fresh new ideas where you still see them in this same kind of light. Like you have an idea of their relationship and how you portray them, and then just that almost like continuously do it over and over again.
Yep.
But making sure that it's all different from previous stuff that you've written.
Exactly. Like I don't have a shortage of ideas or like premises, but exactly what you said, like finding out how to make like them and their relationship feel different but also the same, like in the different premises, is definitely, it's hard. And I feel like I think after having just finished this most recent fic, like I definitely feel like I need a little bit of a break to kind of like recharge creatively. And also like I might need to take a little bit longer with my next fic just to sort of like really make sure I'm doing something
not different. Pump it out as quickly. This is a question that we have for later on, but I think it works perfectly in this moment. Have you ever thought about writing a fanfic without Tae Cook,
or without Tae Cook being like the main focus?
So I have, like, in other fandoms, like, I have obviously written different ships. I don't think that, at least not right now, I don't think, like, within writing BTS fic, I don't really see myself writing a ship aside from them, just because, like, there's so many great ships, and, like, I like to explore them definitely as side ships or, like, background ships. And I also, like, love Jungkook and Taeyong and, like their relationships with all the other members. But I think just in terms of, like, I don't know, I'm like, such a, like, one-ship type of girl. Like, I feel so emotionally invested kind of in them that I just don't feel like I could get myself into the right headspace to explore one of their relationships with one of the other members to that extent.
Oh, we're not saying you have to write about like Jikook or V-min or, you know, like, but even just like any other, like a, you had, you know, like a Tusok or a ship or something like that. Like, have you,
I think that, the furthest I would get with that is writing them like in the background. I just like, I don't feel
connected.
Yeah, connected, or just like I have enough of an understanding. I mean, maybe someday like I'll just get so burned out on writing Taekook that I'll like decide I need to dive into another set of relationships, but definitely none of, like, this is the relationship that resonates with me the most on like a more than platonic level. So I love like exploring them as side ships, which I have done. And like, I love exploring the different friendships. And that's something I'm trying to do more consciously, is like bring in some of the less obvious friendships, like in the fic before that. Well, even in this most recent fic, like writing, I mean, Taeyong and Namjoon, like in a relationship, even though that wasn't really a focus, but like that was new for me. Or in my previous fic, writing Jimin and Hobi as a pairing, like I'd never done that before. And that was like definitely a challenge to try to figure out like what their dynamic would be. But ended up being like, I was really happy with how it turned out. So I definitely like to explore it, but I don't feel like, at least right now, it's something that I have enough motivation to do on like a full-fledged fic level. I know there's a lot of writers that do that, and I like really admire their ability to do that, but it's just not something, at least, I mean, never say never, but not right now.
Yeah. But it's easiest to talk about things that you're passionate about and things that you, and obviously like, having written 14 different BTS, you know, Taekook fan fictions, you have done so much research and so much development of these characters that you have as your main focus. So it would be so difficult to start from scratch again with like another ship.
It would probably be a really good challenge, but yeah, for sure. It also helps that like Jungkook is my bias and Taeyong is like basically also my bias. So I want to write about them the most anyway, just because I love them both so much. So it's just, I don't know.
Oh yeah. Definitely makes sense. We were just curious with the whole writer's block, if maybe like that would be a way of like
getting around it,
or you know, just looking into something else totally different.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. So what are some of the best things that you've learned as you've grown as a writer, like something that you've really think has contributed to your growth as a writer?
So I think for me, honestly, the biggest thing about this whole process was just like realizing that this is something that like I'm capable of doing. Because like I said, like I've been writing forever, but I've never finished something on this scale or like this many somethings on this scale. And I've certainly never gotten this level of feedback before. Like I still am just like, I'm so blown away and astonished still that like my writing has gotten the response that it's gotten. So I think like that for me has been a really big confidence boost, and just like it gives me a huge sense of accomplishment. And I also think it's kind of come into my life at like a time where I really, especially last year, like just at a time when I really like needed it and needed something to call my own and like feel proud about.
I have chills. Goosebumps.
BTS has this way of affecting us
and getting coming to us when we need them.
It is pretty amazing. And I mean, them, the writing, all of it, like it's been such an important piece in my life this past year and a half, and I feel super grateful for it. And just like, I mean, it's just amazing. Like I've always wanted to write, and like I have now done it, like, and written things like that are at like equivalent to writing a book, kind of.
Really, like a novel.
You could write a book, like
exactly.
With your,
like, it's which
skill.
Is like astonishing. Mm-hmm. Like to know that like I'm physically capable of writing something at this sort of like capacity and having people respond to it has been really awesome.
What's so great about that too is that like, even like BTS is current and is right now, but like as you, you know, as years go by, maybe you develop another passion, or you've had another passion that you've can potentially write about and
absolutely
like move forward from here.
Definitely. Yeah. And I feel like it's always something I sort of thought about, and now it's kind of like I don't have an excuse because like I know I can do it.
You're competent, very competent.
Yeah, exactly.
So being somebody who creates content for BTS and in kind of like the BTS community. Bethany and I also have had our own fair share of feedback, both positive and negative. So we're just wondering, for you as a fan fiction writer, especially with one of the biggest ships in BTS, Taehyung, how has it been for you receiving feedback, both positive and negative?
Yeah, I think that I feel like I've been super lucky, and I feel like the majority of the feedback that I've gotten has been really positive and really nice. And I've connected with a lot of people on Twitter who just are amazing, and it's like so fun to talk to them and talk to them about writing and stuff like that. So I really feel like the majority of my experience has been very positive. There's definitely less positive people mixed in there, and I do feel like as I like my writing has gotten more popular, like there's more of that, which makes sense. And I mean, it's hard because, like, you know, you can get like a bunch of positive feedback and then you hear like one negative thing, and that totally like
just one negative,
like that's the thing that sticks in your head.
It completely ruins it.
So how do you process that? Like, Bethany and I both process that kind of feedback very differently. I tend to just be like, well, I take it with a grain of salt, and if it's somebody that we know through the podcast and we really care about, then of course we very much take it to heart and consideration. But if it's like just some random person, people being an asshole on the internet, then it doesn't set me off or upset me as much. But with
it,
Bethany,
definitely sets me off. Like, I get very emotional with it, and I'm like, how could someone say this? Like, I start thinking like we should do things differently, even though it's this person who I have no connection to whatsoever. But I'm elected. It affects me so much that it makes me want to like change something or do something differently.
Well, we put so much work into it that when we have somebody so random to say something negative, it's painful.
Yeah, but we at least have each other, so we're just curious how like
you
are
cope with it.
Yeah,
on your own.
So I definitely am more in the Bethany camp. It definitely it affects me for sure. Like, I'm not good at just brushing it off. And I feel like it's hard because, like, obviously, like you said, like, if it comes from someone who I know and whose opinion I really value, then, like, obviously I want to hear from them their thoughts. And, like, similarly, even if it's someone totally random, like, if they have something constructive that they want to say to me in a respectful way, like, if they have questions about why I wrote something a certain way, or if they feel like I mishandled, like, a certain sensitive subject or something like that, like, I want to know that, and I want to be sensitive to that, obviously. Like, I'm not a perfect writer, and I am not like an expert in every single thing that I write about. So like, I want to be conscious and I want to learn, of course. But like, when it's like a random person who just like says something nasty for no reason, it's just kind of like, what are you doing here? I think it's the sort of thing where, like, I mean, even in just this past week, like, I had a couple of those, and the first one like totally upset me. And then like there were a few after, and by the last one, I was just like, dude, whatever, like, knock yourself out. Like, I don't really, like, if you want to just come here to like make me feel bad about myself, then like, congratulations. I don't really know what to tell you.
You could have 100 positive comments and 3 negative ones, and those are the ones you focus
on. Just like, and it's like, the thing is, like, I'm not like, this is fan fiction. Like, I'm not profiting off of this. I do this in my free time to be part of the community. If you don't like what I write, then like, you don't have to read what I write. And so I don't really understand people who are like, well, I totally disagree with you writing this way, because it's like, well, okay, so like, then don't
write it.
And, and it's not constructive at all. It's just like, this is how I feel, and well, I disagree with you or whatever.
And honestly, like, a really good lesson for me in that was in that, like, the day after my new fic was posted, in the span of one day, I had one person criticize me for Jungkook's reaction to a certain thing that happens in the fic, and then later that day, another person came and criticized it, but in the exact opposite direction. So one person was like, oh my God, he totally overreacted. He's the worst. And then later, the next person was like, I really don't think I could ever forgive someone for that. I feel like he's underreacting. Like,
wow.
But like, it gave me such clarity, because I was like, well, okay. I mean, I'm never going to please anyone, or like, I'm never going to please everyone. So like, people react, like, reading is subjective. People react to things differently based on their own personal experiences, and like I can only write what feels authentic to me.
Yes,
and if
girl.
People disagree yeah. with that, then like, okay, sorry. If I'm not being disrespectful, then like I don't really care if you don't agree with how I wrote a character.
Good job. Yeah. Yes. I think that's a good way to reason through it. Yeah. I mean, it's the only way that you're gonna stay sane within producing yes. BTS content. Like
yeah.
Because we know like ARMY can be so opinionated.
Oh,
and
boy, yeah.
I mean, so we're such a diverse group of people throughout yeah. so many different age sets mm-hmm. and different experiences that, like you said, something that somebody experienced yeah. is going to inform them differently than mm-hmm. what somebody else experienced.
Yeah. And if we had to like go by what everyone was telling us, we would have 20 plus disclaimers at the beginning of this podcast.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. And we would never like curse and we would.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think, like, the best any of us can do is just, like, try to, like, be as respectful as possible of BTS, of other people in the fandom, and, like, learn, if we make mistakes, like, learn and apologize for them mm-hmm. and move on, and, you know, I mean, no one is, like, none of us are going to be perfect at yeah. this, and I feel like other content creators, I feel like, understand that.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I was really lucky, like, a bunch of, like, my writer friend people on Twitter, like while this negative stuff was happening, reached out to me and were just like, good God. So yeah. that yeah. helps.
Oh, good.
That's good.
Good. So we want to know, what fic are you most proud of? And then is there any particular scene that you've written that you are proud of?
So the fic question is easy for me. The scene question is harder.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
I think in terms of fics, I have sort of like a tie. I think the two that I'm proudest of are Make It to Me, which is the Pride and Prejudice one, and Truth So Loud, which is like the really long canon compliant one. And I think for different reasons, like in Make It to Me, I really like just like the plot. In Make It to Me, like, I like the evolution of the story. I really like their, like, both of their characterizations in that. I like the story of Make It to Me the best, I think. But Truth So Loud for me was just, like, such a labor of love. And it took me, like, it took a really long time to write it, and it was so like angsty and painful to write, and I'm just like, I'm really proud of how it turned out. And I just like, it was a story, like I had that idea for a long time, and I was like putting off writing it because I was afraid it would be too hard to write. And I'm really glad that I did it and that I told that story, and I'm proud, really proud of how it turned out. And I think like the emotional journey in that fic like is my favorite.
Oh yeah. Truth So Loud you can't ignore. Oh my gosh. I think that is my favorite. Well, I haven't finished yeah. your most recent, but I right. think that is my favorite one
I think
of yours.
It's yeah. probably the best one. I think like kind of relating to the scene thing, like the end section of that fic, like from when they like finally get together through the end, like that is probably my favorite like section of a fic I've ever written. I also really love the Hawaii part of that fic. So I think like probably collectively that one is my favorite.
That one, it seems realistic. Like when I read it, I'm like, I swear this that happened. This happened.
Yeah. This is like when I read that one, that's it made me a more heavy Taehyuk shipper.
Ooh.
Because I was like, I could see like all of this happening because you did write it in a canon compliant way and it makes mm-hmm. so much sense. And like when Bethany told me about it, she was like, you gotta read this fic.
Yeah. Kayla's like, which fic should I read before the research? But then you dropped your new one and everything. But I was like, Truth So Loud, you can't ignore mm-hmm. it. I'm like, you gotta read it. Like, it's really good.
Yeah, I think that probably... yeah, that's probably the best mm-hmm. one. Yeah.
Is the scene question too hard? Because I know you've written a lot of scenes.
It's just like, it's not, it's hard just because, yeah, there are so many of them that like, it's really hard. And it's like, I don't know, it's like different, there's different factors, like which is just like the most fun to read, which is like the best written. I think that like, let me think. I don't know. I think there's like a couple that definitely stand out. Like in Make It to Me, I really like that confession scene is one of my favorites. Like when Jungkook shows up outside of Taehyung's apartment, like I just love that part. Like, I was really happy with how that turned out. I sort of said in Truth So Loud, like, in Hawaii, like, the scene where they kind of, like, hook up again, like, I really like that scene. I really like the fights in We Made These Memories for Ourselves and in Make It to Me. I don't know. There's a bunch. Like, it kind of depends on what sort of mood I'm in. And then there's, like, little scenes that, like, aren't as emotionally significant, but that I always sort of, like, think fondly of.
Yeah, you said you like those, like, bickering dialogues. Yes. Or, like, that back and forth, like, fun, playful stuff.
Definitely, like, so, yeah. Any Veman scene I've ever written. But then also...
I love Veman and Make It to Me.
They're so great in that fic. I love them in that fic, and I... love them. There's a scene at the beginning of Take an Inch where they're on the phone and Jungkook is like approaching the house and Taeyong like has a meltdown about it, and like that is one of my I don't know, I love writing Veman. Those are always really fun.
What is your best piece of advice for aspiring fanfic writers?
Yeah, we've already asked some questions about advice for other people, but like if you could give one piece, what would you tell them?
I mean, I think kind of what I said before is just, like, if you have an idea to just write it. I mean, certainly, like, when I entered the BTS fan fiction writing community, like, I was new to the fandom, I was new to the ship, I had never written anything that had gotten any sort of, like, real recognition before, and then I just sort of, like, I don't really know how or what happened, like, I just kind of, like, lucked into it, and so I just, like, you never really know what's gonna happen, and, like, even if you don't get, like, tons of feedback, like, there's still gonna be someone who responds to your writing, and there's so many, like, really, really good fics out there that still haven't, like, gotten a ton of recognition or whatever, which I just, like, there's so many good writers and there's so much good fic, and so I feel like I don't know, like, it's such a fan fiction is so cool because it's like a way to contribute to the fan community and sort of like it's a unique part of your own fan experience. So I'd really say to just do it and see what happens. I also think like reading other fic and kind of like immersing yourself in the community, trying to connect with other writers. Like one thing that's been really fun for me was making a Twitter and connecting with other writers on Twitter, and like writers that I like totally fangirled about who I now talk to regularly, which is like still very wild to me. But I think like that has been cool too, just sort of becoming part of like the community, is sort of like a way to, I don't know, like get your fic out there and connect with other people. I wish I had like a magic piece of advice, but I really think like just write.
And read other fic.
I think if I can also pull some other things that you've said throughout this episode is like, do your research.
Yes.
Be authentic to you and what you want to write about. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're not going to write well if you're not writing something you're passionate about.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think like trying to, I mean, obviously, like obviously none of us actually know BTS, but definitely like trying to get yourself inside the head, like the heads of the people that you're writing and sort of understanding them as characters and their relationship and like grounding your writing in something that feels recognizable. I think all of that is important.
This is kind of a sidebar, but when we were reading your fic out loud, whenever we did see that characterization where it seemed so true to how we know BTS today, we would turn to each other and we're just like, she gets it. Like, she gets it. Because we spend so much time, like,
researching
BTS content. Yeah. And, like, through that, you just naturally kind of want to get inside the heads of them and kind of just try to figure out why did they do this? Or, you know, just, it's just kind of fun to do. And I think that's really neat, like a good piece of advice is
obviously they don't know us, but I think like all fans like feel like they have a relationship with BTS and like BTS plays such a significant role in all of our lives, so like you do feel like you know them like on some, like it's not obviously not on a personal level, but like you still feel this connection to them.
We talk about the cosmic connection that we feel to BTS all the time.
Seriously.
We have our friend Skylar, who she just went on this huge rant with us about how like you know, like, you don't pick your bias picks you, and that you just, you know, like, you have certain connections to certain members, or, like, you know, and, it's just a part of being a fan that's just really fun and personal.
Jungkook picked me for sure. I was like, oh, who's this cutie? And then I was like, oh, he's the youngest one, of course. This is the one that I...
Everything that you have said has been really important and meaningful and helpful to us and to other people who are aspiring to write fanfic. Just to kind of wrap it here at the end, we just want to know, you posted your newest fanfiction, Even at My Worst, I'm Best With You, which is a friend's AU. But we're curious if you have any ideas that you've been thinking about for upcoming stories.
Yes, I do.
Yay! Oh my gosh. I was like, she probably doesn't.
She's like, I just finished. Come on, you guys.
Like, leave me alone. Give me a break.
I have like a notes app on my phone that just like constantly has 4 million ideas on it. Some of them
amazing.
More fleshed out than others. I think that I like feel like I need to take a little bit of a break. But what I'm thinking of next was, I actually got a Tumblr prompt a while ago. I had like done this ask thing on Tumblr where I told people to like send me a prompt and I would write like a mini headcanon for it. And one of the prompts I got for that was athlete Taeyong and sportscaster Jungkook, which like I really like.
Interesting.
Which like totally would not have been something I would have thought of on my own. And I was sort of like, oh, whatever. And then I wrote the headcanon and I was like, So that I've had that idea in my head for a while.
Sorry, what kind of athlete? Golfer?
Have you decided? Baseball player.
Interesting. All right.
So, which like has no real roots in anything other than that I think I had seen a baseball game recently, and so I was just like, okay. So I don't know. We'll see. I think that's what I'm gonna try to do next, but I have to like spend some more time brainstorming and kind of filling out the plot a little, and also like researching baseball.
Take your time. Make sure it's enjoyable for you.
Yeah, that is the plan. Other than that, I don't know. I definitely have other ideas that I'm sort of like trying, or like just like dynamics that I want to like explore or look into. But that's the one that's kind of like on the top of my list right now.
We're eagerly awaiting.
We look forward to your next fic, but absolutely no rush. You just released one. Take your time with it. We were just curious.
Thanks for asking.
So just for us and for everybody listening, so that way we can know when your next fic is coming out, and also just keep up with you and keep in touch with you from here to then, how can we keep up with you? What are your social media handles?
So I am obviously The Stars Above on AO3, and I'm also The Stars Above on Twitter. I think that's probably like the best place to connect with me if anyone is interested. Like, I love it when people DM me or message me or at me or whatever. I like don't really like know, like I can't like keep up with Twitter the way like a lot of people do, but I like to just use it to like see what's going on and like talk to people. So I'm definitely there. I also have a Tumblr, which I'm not on as much, but I do have it. And my handle is Streetlight Serenades. If anyone is into Tumblr, can come find me there. My Instagram is private, so I'm not going to say what that is.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. But yeah, I'd say, Twitter. Come find me on Twitter. It's also always at the bottom of my fic, all of my social media stuff. So come chat. I promise I'm not intimidating.
Read Emily's newest fanfic and then DM her about how much you love it.
Please tell me all your thoughts.
Well, we've really appreciated having you on the podcast. You were our first person that we actually called in. So this was one of our goals for the podcast. For our 50th episode. And so we finally got to do it. And we just feel so honored and blessed that you were able to come on. It's so great to have someone who has a lot of knowledge and advice to provide for our listeners. So we just thought this was the perfect first interview guest episode. And we really are just so grateful you came on. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you. I feel very honored as well. When you guys mentioned that in your 2019 goals, I was like, oh, yeah, I want to do that. So I'm really glad this worked out, and I'm very honored to be your first guest and super grateful to you guys for, this is like one of my lifelong dreams to like be on a podcast.
Oh, so, really? Yes. Oh, that's so great. You, well, here you go.
Yeah. So thank you so much. This was really fun.
You're so welcome. Thank you. So you guys, if you liked this episode and if you've liked any of our previous episodes, there's a few things that you can do to let us know. You can write us a review on iTunes or whatever podcast or whatever platform you listen on. We are almost to 300 reviews. And you guys know when we get 300 reviews on iTunes, you get a bonus episode.
Oh man, I'm just thinking about that. Like we're going to have multiple episodes in the upcoming week. It's going to be a lot, but the reviews, we're so grateful. Mm-hmm. So we're happy to do it.
Yeah. And then we would also love to hear from you. We love to hear your feedback. Even if it's negative, we still want to learn from it. So we love to hear from you. You can reach out to us via email or on any of our social medias. And of course, you can find links for all of those things in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.